Listening Test 3. Express Publishing. Listening and Speaking Skills for the Revised Cambridge FCE, Book 2. Listening Test 3. I'm going to give you the instructions for this test. I'll introduce each part of the test and give you time to look at the questions. At the start of each piece, you will hear this sound. You'll hear each piece twice. Remember, while you're listening, write your answers on the question paper. You'll have 5 minutes at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. There'll now be a pause. Please ask any questions now, because you must not speak during the test. Now open your paper and look at part 1. You'll hear people talking in 8 different situations. For questions 1 to 8, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. 1. You hear a man talking about a part of his home. What part is he describing? A. The balcony. B. The living room. C. The garden.
Of course, I've never actually measured it, but it's about the same size as the living room. It looks smaller, though, because of all the plants growing on it. It's nice to sit out there and admire the view. I'm a bit afraid of heights, though, so I don't normally go anywhere near the railing. In fact, I always sit fairly well back. If the weather's nice enough, I like to spend my evenings there reading and relaxing. Of course, I've never actually measured it, but it's about the same size as the living room. It looks smaller, though, because of all the plants growing on it. It's nice to sit out there and admire the view. I'm a bit afraid of heights, though, so I don't normally go anywhere near the railing. In fact, I always sit fairly well back. If the weather's nice enough, I like to spend my evenings there reading and relaxing.
2. You hear a woman talking about taking care of her home and family. Why did she need help? A. Because her husband joined the army. B. Because her husband went away for work. C. Because her husband is very busy at work.
We have a big house and garden. It's just great for the kids. I used to do all the housework, and my husband did the garden at the weekends. He's always been terribly busy at work, so he couldn't do much more. Then the new baby came along, and at the same time, my husband had to go abroad for 3 months for his job. He's an offshore engineer. That left me with a house, garden, 3 young children, and a baby to take care of all by myself. Needless to say, I simply couldn't cope. So I hired a nanny, a maid, and a gardener. It now seems like I've got an army of people working for me, but to be honest, I don't know how I managed before. We have a big house and garden. It's just great for the kids. I used to do all the housework, and my husband did the garden at the weekends. He's always been terribly busy at work, so he couldn't do much more. Then the new baby came along, and at the same time, my husband had to go abroad for 3 months for his job. He's an offshore engineer. That left me with a house, garden, 3 young children, and a baby to take care of all by myself. Needless to say, I simply couldn't cope. So I hired a nanny, a maid, and a gardener. It now seems like I've got an army of people working for me, but to be honest, I don't know how I managed before.
3. You overhear a man talking to a receptionist on the phone. Where does the receptionist work? A. A doctor's surgery. B. A computer company. C. A health and fitness club.
So, as I was explaining to your colleague yesterday, it's not a serious problem, just a minor back injury I picked up at work, moving some heavy computer equipment. It's been troubling me for a few weeks now. Yes, I've seen the doctor and she gave me some special exercises to do to strengthen my back muscles. So I suppose I need someone to work out an individual program for me. Meet with one of your personal trainers. Sure, that gives me a chance to take a look at your gym facilities as well. Good, yes. Well, I'll be there. So, as I was explaining to your colleague yesterday, it's not a serious problem, just a minor back injury I picked up at work, moving some heavy computer equipment. It's been troubling me for a few weeks now. Yes, I've seen the doctor and she gave me some special exercises to do to strengthen my back muscles. So I suppose I need someone to work out an individual program for me. Meet with one of your personal trainers. Sure, that gives me a chance to take a look at your gym facilities as well. Good, yes. Well, I'll be there.
4. You hear a woman talking to some workers. What are they doing for her? A. Moving her furniture. B. Painting her house. C. Building walls and stairs.
Be careful with that. It belongs to my great-gran, you know. Just leave that box of paints and things by the window so you can squeeze the mattress through the doorway there. Okay, good. Watch the walls. They've just been painted. And, oh dear, whoever built these stairs should have made them a bit wider. Be careful with that. It belongs to my great-gran, you know. Just leave that box of paints and things by the window so you can squeeze the mattress through the doorway there. Okay, good. Watch the walls. They've just been painted. And, oh dear, whoever built these stairs should have made them a bit wider.
5. You hear a woman leaving an answer phone message about a meeting. Why can't she be at the meeting? A. Her flight was delayed. B. She is feeling unwell. C. Her car has broken down.
Yeah, hello, yes, it's me. Look, I know I'm supposed to be in the meeting now, but something's come up. I feel dreadful about it, but oh, what a day this has been. First my train was delayed for half an hour, then, anyway, I could still have got there, but would you believe it, my engine's packed in. And I'm stranded here next to the motorway until the breakdown service turns up. I'm so sorry. Yeah, hello, yes, it's me. Look, I know I'm supposed to be in the meeting now, but something's come up. I feel dreadful about it, but oh, what a day this has been. First my train was delayed for half an hour, then, anyway, I could still have got there, but would you believe it, my engine's packed in, and I'm stranded here next to the motorway until the breakdown service turns up. I'm so sorry.
6. You hear a woman asking a friend to cancel something for her. What does she want the friend to cancel? A. The milk delivery. B. Her dental appointment. C. The daily newspaper delivery.
Listen, since I'm going away tomorrow, I've had to cancel a few things. I've already stopped the daily evening news. Well, I never read 8 copies when I got back. And I've called the dentist to cancel my appointment for Tuesday. But I haven't been able to get through to the dairy, so I need you to call. It's Brown Cow Dairy. And tell them not to bother for this week. I normally have 2 pints a day. Could you do that for me? Listen, since I'm going away tomorrow, I've had to cancel a few things. I've already stopped the daily evening news. Well, I never read 8 copies when I got back. And I've called the dentist to cancel my appointment for Tuesday. But I haven't been able to get through to the dairy, so I need you to call. It's Brown Cow Dairy. And tell them not to bother for this week. I normally have 2 pints a day. Could you do that for me?
7. You hear a woman and her husband talking about their telephone bill. What is the problem? A. They have been sent the wrong bill. B. They have been disconnected. C. They have been overcharged.
Joe, have you seen our phone bill? It's outrageous!
Not again. They're always sending us someone else's bill. I wish they'd get it right for once.
This time that's not the problem. It's our bill.
Oh, no. Have we been disconnected again?
No, it's the amount. We've been charged for calls we've never made.
Are you sure?
Joe, have you seen our phone bill? It's outrageous!
Not again. They're always sending us someone else's bill. I wish they'd get it right for once.
This time that's not the problem. It's our bill.
Oh, no. Have we been disconnected again?
No, it's the amount. We've been charged for calls we've never made.
Are you sure?
8. You hear a woman talking to the shopkeeper in a bakery. What does she buy? A. Yogurt. B. Bread. C. Cake.
How can I help you, Mrs. Marley?
I'd like one of those French loaves, please.
Will that be white or brown?
Oh, I'll take the white. I never did like the grainy bits in the brown.
And how about one of our freshly baked chocolate cakes? I'm sure the kids would love one.
Oh, I don't think so, thanks. They do look lovely, but the boys eat far too many sweet things already. Although, I might have one of your nice pots of natural yogurt. Actually, come to think of it, don't bother. I'm sure I've still got one in the fridge.
How can I help you, Mrs. Marley?
I'd like one of those French loaves, please.
Will that be white or brown?
Oh, I'll take the white. I never did like the grainy bits in the brown.
And how about one of our freshly baked chocolate cakes? I'm sure the kids would love one.
Oh, I don't think so, thanks. They do look lovely, but the boys eat far too many sweet things already. Although, I might have one of your nice pots of natural yogurt. Actually, come to think of it, don't bother. I'm sure I've still got one in the fridge.
That is the end of part 1. Now turn to part 2.